Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
You have an item in your newsletter, which just recently came out, and we highly recommend it. And you can get that on Pud's Housewarmers of Greenville Facebook page. At the Greenville Sports Park, really, Friday night's getting to be quite an affair out there, and especially for families, for mom and dad and the kids.
I think it's so much fun that they are doing a lot of different neat events there. And every Friday night in the month of May, and actually even into early June, they're doing what they call Food Truck Fridays. And these start at about 5:30, and they will have a food truck out there. You can order your dinner. And in some cases, they're actually even trying to theme a food truck with a movie. And they're going to show a movie, and they've got a big screen, and you can bring your lawn chairs or blankets. They'll have live music, until it gets dark enough for the movie to be shown. They've got cornhole and other games and things. So it's all free, and you're exactly right. It's very much an idea of a family evening.
So
it's lots of fun.
The movies, that's great, but to have a live band playing and cornhole and the food truck, that, really, that's quite a festive event there that they have.
I think so, too.
And
the other thing, the movies they're choosing are very much family-oriented movies.
Right.
So it's the kind of thing you don't have to worry about that you can take your kids to. And of course, they do also stress weather permitting. You can always check with the Greenville Parks and Recreation Department Facebook page. And if there is a change, that's where they will post it. And also, every week they're posting the movie
and the
food truck. So you can also keep up with all of that at their Facebook page, which is really good. They have lots of things listed.
Yeah, that would be helpful to know what the movie's going to be. So so Friday nights at the Greenville Sports Park out on the south side of town. Something that got started during the whole pandemic thing, and I'm a little surprised to see that it's still going strong, and that is parking lot bingo at the Senior Center Resources Building on West Lee Street.
Yes. They are still doing, and I have heard that they may be getting close to moving it back inside, but I'm not sure. Bingo has been a big deal at the Senior Rec Center for a while.
Yeah.
What they've been doing is parking lot bingo is on Tuesday and Thursdays at 10 a.m., and people pull up in their cars, or they even take the connection bus, and we'll go pick people up, and then you're given your cards and your dauber, and they give you a radio channel to tune into, and you can find out, you can hear them call it. And everybody then goes home with a hot lunch.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
This is
lots
at 4912 Lee Street there on the west side of downtown. And I think, as you've said several times, it's inspiring to see how people have adapted to the situation that we've had the last year, and that's one of the best examples that I know. Just parking lot bingo on Tuesday and Thursday morning.
It's one of those things. If we're not going to let it stop us, we're going to figure a workaround.
There you go. Starts at 10 o'clock Tuesday and Thursday. So we're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Pud, another one of our regular guests is Wayne Bowman, who is a Hunt County Master Gardener, and I believe he is on this Master Gardener's tour, which is Saturday, May 15th, along with several other folks. But that's, for anybody who has any interest in gardening, that would be a great event. And certainly would learn a lot.
It is wonderful. I was so excited to see that they were doing it again this year. It's usually an every other year event, and last year they were not able to do it. So I'm thrilled about to see it coming this year. And you tour four area gardens. Some of them are in town, some of them are out in the country, and then also the Master Gardener's Heritage Garden, which is downtown right by Market Square.
Mm-hmm.
The tour goes from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., so you have plenty of time to travel around. You can walk through everything. They have Master Gardeners there to point out features and answer questions. And you're exactly right. You always learn something on this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just great.
It's Saturday, May 15th. 9 a.m., Pud already said, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So a little bit of time left. I was kind of pleased to see at the Reese Davis Center, also Saturday, May 15th, they're having a, a pool tournament. And you don't hear much about pool, the game of pool, these days. So I'm glad to know that there's still people that compete, and they'll have a tournament there at 10 o'clock, starting 10 o'clock Saturday, May 15th.
Yes, and let me say a couple other things about the Reese Davis Center.
Sure.
This is the recreation center that's out on the far west side of mm-hmm. Lee Street, mm-hmm. not too far from the Senior Citizen Center.
Right.
They're about a block and a half apart.
Right.
And they have remodeled this in the last year, and they've added things like the pool tables, and they've got sort of a big gym recreation area, and they've now added pickleball in that.
Okay,
which has become one of the big sports, and so they're playing pickleball there. In the evenings, they have yoga classes, they have line dance classes. They have set up some raised garden beds, and they're inviting seniors who are interested to come and do gardening one day a week. Hmm. All of the details on all of these things are in my newsletter, or you can also find them on the Reese Davis Center Facebook page.
Okay.
But again, this is becoming a great recreational hub in our community.
Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again over the phone.
All right, enjoy it.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.